It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. And Bobby, it's tournament time. Obviously, a lot of things going on. Let's go back last week. Thought you had great, great games and crowds at Bankers Life Fieldhouse for the girls' state finals.
We did. It was a great day for girls' basketball. Tremendous crowds in the evening, almost 10,000 for the evening session, and some great competition. Four great champions in Marquette Catholic Central, Noble, Northwestern, and Warren Central. I want to congratulate those schools. But all eight schools for a tremendous showing and great fan support, great sportsmanship, excellent coaching. Couldn't have been a better day.
You know, when you look at the games, three of the four were literally games that were decided within the last minute or so. And I think bodes well for the competition level. And we talked about it a week ago. You had six of the eight teams playing for their first championship.
Well, I think what we've done with respect to Rule 2-5 and balancing competition throughout all of our team sports is starting to show itself. And there's a great example where six of the eight schools have never made it to the state championship, and we had great competition and great close games. So we're very pleased with how the basketball tournament turns out, and we offer our congratulations to all the schools that participated.
The girls' basketball finals may have overshadowed some great performances at the Natatorium. You had boys' swimming championships decided there last Saturday.
We did. Great competitions for the boys' swimming championship, and congratulations to Carmel High School. A 200-point win in the boys' championship. Really a dominant performance. National record was set by Drew Kibler in the 50-free. I think it bodes well for how Indiana stacks up nationwide with respect to high school swimming. It's rarely a year that passes in our girls or our boys' series that we do not have a national record approached or broken. And so, once again, our swimmers have stepped up and competed at the highest level, and we congratulate all of them for a great tournament.
Commissioner Bobby Cox joining us for our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Coming up this weekend, we have the boys' basketball sectional championships on Saturday. And boys, we're into the gymnastics regional round this weekend for the finals coming to Bankers Life next Saturday, the 10th.
We are in the home stretch, Bob. We turned the corner after the girls' championship in boys' swimming. We start our boys' basketball tournament, as you mentioned, Saturday night, 64 championships around the state, a lot of energy around our boys' basketball tournament. I'm looking forward to the championship Saturday. And then when we're down to 64 schools, we'll go to the regional level, one-day competitions at 16 sites, a very enjoyable and competitive tournament on those days. And then at the same time, our girls' gymnasts are approaching their regional level and preparing for the state championship. So we're heading down the home stretch.
Yeah, you are heading down the home stretch. And as you mentioned, you have girls' regionals this weekend and the championship next weekend. Boys' sectionals, nothing like sectional week. Earlier in the week, obviously, we had great games, upsets, as you would expect on the first round of the tournament. And now, obviously, this weekend where it gets a lot more competitive.
It absolutely does. And it's just like every year, there's going to be some upsets that occur around the state. And that's why the tournament is so special and so unique. It creates upsets, and it creates energy and enthusiasm. And when we get to sectional championship Saturday and there are 64 games being played around the state, I know there'll be a lot of really excited communities involved in that. We look forward to seeing who those schools will be that'll emerge into our regional level.
He is the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, our weekly conversation about all things that are happening in the IHSAA. Bobby, I appreciate it. Have fun. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
Hoosier Hysteria is Hatchet Basketball on the air.
Open up the doors. Fill up the stands. It's game time in Hatchet Land.
He got it. He got it. We're going to the second over.
lace them up and get ready to go. It's tip-off time. Enjoy the show.
Of the Southridge Boys Basketball Sectional on Classic Hits, Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Season-long coverage of Washington Hatchets basketball provided by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Annalou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV.
Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons Concrete and Vincennes University. Now let's go live to Southridge High School.
And they will transfer on to the championship game. But, yes, I am sure a lot of Vikings fans were sweating that one out for most of that game.
46-43, Bar Eve advances to the championship at Lagodi. They'll face the winner of Lagodi and Vincennes Reveille. That game is underway now at Jack Butcher Arena in Lagodi. We're here at Southridge tonight for the 3A semifinals. Game two, both teams on the floor for pregame warmups. Washington Hatchets will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They're in black, trimmed in gold. The Vincennes Alices are the home team in white, trimmed in green. Let's take a two-minute timeout. Pregame coverage brought to you by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. You're listening to Washington Hatchet Basketball from the sectional 3A tournament at Southridge on Memories 107.9.
One day they're playing grown up. The next day they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. We can help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Alan Bubalo. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office at 310 Southeast 21st Street, Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchet Sports.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back here to Southridge High School Memorial Gym, where the 3A basketball sectional semifinals are in full swing. Again, game one is in the books. Southridge advanced to the championship. They eliminated Sullivan 47-32. The second game coming up, featuring the Vincennes Lincoln Alices and the Washington Hatchets. Vincennes coming in with a record of 16-8. The Hatchets check in at 9-13. Two veteran head coaches calling the shots. Washington led by Gene Miller in his 13th year at Washington High School. He has a record of 213 wins to 95 losses. For Vincennes, they're led by Josh Thompson. Josh Thompson took over the program last year at Vincennes. In 2 years, he has a record of 26 wins to 24 losses. Again, in the first meeting earlier this season, Washington did get the win for a Big 8 conference victory. That was back on February 1st. 50-46 was the final. In the overall series, Vincennes does have the advantage. In the last 30-plus years, Vincennes has won 27 times to just 16 losses. So, again, everything is on the line tonight. One team moves on to the championship. The other sees their season come to an end. The crowd is still moving in here. The Southridge Raiders won the first game. They're going to stay on hand to see who their opponent will be. Washington Hatchet fans, cheer blocks still filing in. Several black and gold faithful right below us from our vantage point at press row here. The Vincennes Alices have also brought a good faithful crowd over to the far side of the gymnasium in the green and white. Their student section dressed in all white. As the warm-ups continue, we'll have both teams introduce the full rosters, as this is the first time Washington has played here in the 3A sectional. So they'll have a full introduction, and then we'll tip this one off. We're about 9 minutes away from this showdown here with Washington and Vincennes from the Southridge 3A sectional. Tonight's game coverage of this tournament brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, your hometown pharmacy, by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Also by the Donaldson Insurance Agency, with Donaldson's, your number one. By McDonald's Restaurant of Washington, apply to join the winning team today at McDonald's. I'm loving it. We also want to thank Jones & Sons Concrete on board for our postseason coverage. Big thanks to Jones & Sons Concrete. And also to Vincennes University. Preview days coming up soon. Mark your calendars and save the dates. Take a tour of Vincennes University and see what they have to offer for your student. We'll take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, the starting lineups, and we'll set the scene for this Game 2 tip from Southridge. You're listening to the 3A Basketball Sectional on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center, or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance?
Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
At Vincennes University, we take you further, faster. We're more than you expect, with a campus that spans over 200 acres and quality education that offers more than 200 academic programs. At VU, you'll find a focused, quality education, smaller class sizes, and personalized instruction. Our state-of-the-art facilities, residential life, affordable tuition, and undeniable spirit will give you the total college experience. Find out how VU will take you further, faster. Visit us March 16th and 17th for pre-VU days, a campus-wide open house. Visit vinu.edu for details.
The Voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Southridge High School for the 3A Boys Sectional Semifinals. Washington and Vincennes set to do battle in Game 2 tonight. Here on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW-FM Washington. Your second game lineups are brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain proud to support our area athletes. For the Washington Hatchets, no changeup in the lineup. They'll start at one guard, a 5'10 junior, number 3, Tyson Wright. At the other guard, a 5'10 senior, number 14, Billy Fleetwood. At forward, a 6'1 sophomore, number 4, Grant Niehaus. The other forward is a 6'3 freshman, number 30, Trey Reed. And working the middle for the Hatchets, a 6'3 senior, number 44, Gage Latham. Again, Washington comes in at 9-13 under head coach Gene Miller. For the Vincennes Lincoln Alices, they'll start at one guard, a 6-foot senior, number 11, Sam Corona. The other guard is his brother, a 5'11 junior, number 20, Spencer Corona. The forwards, a 6'2 senior, number 12, Jackson Fortune. A 6'2 junior, number 22, Hunter Hopwood. And a 6'3 senior, number 30, Tate Shookman. Shookman, one of the leaders on this Vincennes ball club. Washington did a really nice job of holding him in that first meeting between the two clubs, and that was the key to that victory earlier in the year, back on February 1st. The Hatchets really shut him down. It was Shookman who was held to just 5 points in that game. The leading scorer was Spencer Corona, who finished with 15. Sam Corona had 11. So the Corona brothers are the ones that were the leading scorers in the first meeting between these two clubs. They're the teams, the two players we got to watch for tonight. But look for Shookman to put a lot more through than five in this contest here in the sectional semifinal. Both teams are back to the locker room for some final pregame chat. We'll take another two-minute timeout. And we'll come back with more, including our Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball from the 3A Southridge Sectional on WAMW.
Jones & Sons would like to wish all area teams and the IHSAA Class 3A Basketball Sectional good luck. Jones & Sons has been your hometown concrete provider for over 45 years. We pride ourselves with the quality of concrete we bring to a job and with the customer service you'll find in our offices. Need work done? Give us a call. From concrete to masonry products, mulch, decorative rock, landscaping stone, steps, and much more. See it all online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of our retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Southridge High School for the 3A boys basketball sectional semifinals. Game two, Washington and Vincennes, moments away from tipping off. Again, if you missed the score from the first game, Southridge advanced to the championship. They eliminated Sullivan 47-32. Big win for the host Southridge Raiders. They are guaranteed a spot in the championship tomorrow night. That one, by the way, will tip off at 7:30. The only thing we don't know is who Southridge opponent will be. It will be one of these two teams, Washington or Vincennes. The prescription for success is brought to you by The Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. What's the key to a Hatchet victory tonight, Kyle?
The thing that I'm going to look at tonight for Washington is, are they going to be able to get up in Vincennes like they did back during the season and pressure Vincennes and force them off the three-point line? Vincennes is a very good catch-and-shoot team. They rely on that three-point shot. And if Washington can put some pressure on them and not allow them those open looks, push them off of that three-point line and make them shoot two-pointers, even if they score those, Washington's going to benefit because it's going to keep the score low. And Washington, in order to win this ballgame, is going to have to have a low-scoring game. So can we combat their three-point shooting by forcing them off the line? And then secondly, limiting them to just one opportunity on the offensive end. Those are the two keys that I'm looking at tonight for Washington to come away with a victory here tonight at Southridge.
Well, I talked about this earlier, Kyle. We held Shookman to just 5 points. He's the leader. And if we can do that again tonight, you got to feel good about our chances because he shoots the lights out.
He sure does. And he brought them back the other night. They were trailing, I believe, by 8 late in the fourth quarter. He hit back-to-back threes and just really changed the whole realm of the ball game there in the fourth quarter for Vincennes. And if you remember, he scored the first basket at Lincoln, a three-pointer from the top of the key. And like you said, he had one other basket the rest of the night. And if Washington can continue to do a very good job on Shookman, it's going to increase their chances of being victorious tonight.
A big hello and a shout-out to Grandpa Donnie Bear. That's my wife's grandpa. He was the maintenance man and the caretaker for this gymnasium for many, many years, and still holds a lifelong season pass to any game he wants to come to here at Southridge. And he's listening in at home tonight. So big howdy to Donnie Bear listening in this evening. This is the time of year when this gym shined for him when he was in control here.
And one thing's for sure, at least he can be rooting for the Hatchets tonight. I don't know tomorrow night with Southridge being
That's
in
true.
The finals, but tonight he should be all Hatchet.
That's true. And we have to promise him we won't be too hard on the officials. He was listening last time. He said we were a little hard on the officials last time. So.
Well, I can't promise anything.
We'll see what we can do about that. Tonight's game brought to you by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. They're always open. Two locations in Washington and throughout the listening area. And by the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer in downtown Washington. Truck Month continues at Washington Chrysler, and the spring sales event is also in full swing. Now's the time with spring break coming up. Test drive one of those new, I'll tell you what, the vans, they are just the wave of the future. We now have one.
You got a minivan?
I'm sold on it.
Well,
it's not a minivan. It's an extended sport utility vehicle.
You'll make it cool. That's all I know.
Spring break vehicles waiting for you at the Washington Chrysler Center. See the sales team today and take yours home. Starting lineups being introduced, as we said, and we're just moments away from tipping this one off. Let's run down the starters one more time for the Washington Hatchets. Tyson Wright and Billy Fleetwood will be the guards. Grant Niehaus and Trey Reed at forwards. And Gage Latham will be in the middle. For Vincennes, it's Sam Corona and Spencer Corona at guards. Jackson Fortune, Hunter Hopwood, and Tate Shookman, the three forwards. Height-wise, I got to tell you, Kyle, when we found out the outcome of the opening round games here at Southridge on Tuesday night, both you and I were a little pleasantly surprised because, you know, either team was going to be a tough matchup. There's no doubt about it. I'm not downplaying Vincennes, but I do think height-wise we can match up with this Vincennes team a lot better than we could with a Princeton team.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I missed the regular season game down at Princeton in which the Hatchets did not fare too well in that ball game. And just watching that game the other night here at Southridge between those two teams, I felt the same. I was really, as much as I hate to say it, rooting for Vincennes to win that game just because I felt like matchup-wise, Washington matches up very well with Vincennes as to where Princeton was going to be a tougher matchup for them. So tonight we'll see what the Hatchets have in store. I look for Coach Miller, Coach Shookman, Coach Price, and Coach Brown to have a very good game plan coming in, and one that if we can execute, hopefully we'll be playing for a championship tomorrow night.
Here's the finals already in. Barrie beat Orleans 46-43 at Lagodi. South Knox topped North Davies 46-32 at North Knox. Castle beat Jasper to eliminate the Wildcats 64-47. And in our first game here at Southridge, the host Southridge Raiders moved on to the championship. They eliminated Sullivan 47-32. Here we go. Ball's at midcourt. Let's get this one underway. The opening tip is controlled by Vincennes. The Allisons have it. They're going to be left to right on your radio dial for this first half. And Spencer Corona hands off to Sam Corona. Now it's over to Tate Shookman. Shookman works it to Spencer Corona. The Corona brothers combined for 26 points in the last outing between these two clubs. So we got to watch them, Kyle. They can run away with it, too.
Sure can. And Sam Corona is going to get a travel there as he struggled the other night from the field. Only had 2 points, and those 2 points coming from two free throws at the end of the game, which were very crucial. But Sam Corona is a very big part of this offensive concept for the Lincoln Owls.
The opening ball by Vincennes is a turnover, so the Hatchets get their first look now. Here's Billy Fleetwood, picks up the dribble, hands off to Tyson Wright. Wright kicks it out to Trey Reed behind the arc, far side. About a minute gone in the opening period. Still scoreless right now. Washington and Vincennes in the sectional semifinal at Southridge. Dwayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius here on WAMW. Glad to have you with us on this Friday night. A big showdown between the oldest rivalry in the state of Indiana. Trey Reed has it. Going one-on-one against Jackson Fortune. The ball's kicked back out now. Hatchet's running some clock here. They're very patient, looking for a good shot. I'm fine with that, Kyle. I really am.
Yep. Move the ball. We'll find something we like here in a few minutes.
Niehaus, the free throw line, cut off, feeds it out to Latham. Now at the center circle, Billy Fleetwood has it. Once again, the Hatchet's waiting for a good shot. There's a drive to the bucket by Tyson Wright. Reverse layup too strong. Weak side rebound controlled by Vincennes. So the Hatchets couldn't put it through. Here's a quick shot from behind the arc for three, and it's good by Tate Shookman.
If you remember, that's exactly how the game opened in Vincennes, with Shookman hitting the three.
Shookman has that quick release. Doesn't take him long to set. He put it up right at the top of the key. Good for three, and the Allisons lead 3-0. You almost off. Always have to know where he's at, Kyle, and get a hand in his face because he is a threat anywhere on the floor.
Got to be there when he catches it, no doubt about it.
Fleetwood now brings it out for the Hatchets. Kicks it over to Grant Niehaus. Here's Tyson Wright. Tyson thought about the three. Now throws it out to Grant Niehaus. Back to Tyson. He is going to take the three in the corner. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hunter Hopwood, and here comes the Allisons. 5:19 to go in the opening quarter. Vincennes 3, Washington nothing. And a blocking foul called against Billy Fleetwood. Fleetwood whistled for his first personal, team's first, out of bounds for the Owlses underneath their basket from the baseline. Sam Corona works it into Jackson Fortune. Now Sam Corona has it back out to Shookman. Shookman. Off to Spencer Corona. And now
an offensive foul, I believe.
How about that?
Sam Corona is going to get an offensive foul as he was shoving off Tyson Wright as he made his cut to the basket.
That's another big turnover for the Owlses. Give it back to Washington. 3 minutes gone and only 3 points on the board between these two clubs. The Owlses have the advantage, 3-0. Washington needs to make it count here. Gage Latham kicks it out to Grant Niehaus. Niehaus for three around the rim, no good. Rebound into the hands of Spencer Corona. Corona works it over to Tate Shookman. Shookman far side. Spencer Corona has it back now, near side. Off to Hunter Hopwood. Hopwood drives baseline. High arching shot off the glass, it's good for two. And it's 5-0 in favor of the Owlses. 4:23 to go in the first quarter. The Owlses on top by five. Hatchett's knee in the hoop. Billy Fleetwood into Grant Niehaus. Niehaus in the paint, kicks it to Trey Reed. Far side now, Tyson Wright has it to Gage Latham. Off to Niehaus. Back to Tyson, the lob into Gage underneath. Double team. His pass goes out to Tyson Wright. Washington again running some clock here, waiting for a good shot. Trey Reed, pass denied, taken away by the Owlses. Shookman stole that one. And a hatchet turnover gives it back to Vincennes. So Washington still not able to put any points on. They trail 5-0 as Shookman drives to the hoop. Doesn't get the shot, but does get the foul. And Shookman earns two free throws.
Vincennes looking to attack the basket on the offensive end. They are really aggressive as to where Washington on the offensive end is just looking to pass the ball around. Not being as aggressive as I would like to see to start the game.
Two free throws for Shipman. The first one is up and in. He has 4 points. Tonight's game coverage from the Southridge Sectional brought to you by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store, and Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. Both free throws are good by Tate Shookman. He has 5, and the Owlses have a 7-point lead. 7-0 with 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter at Southridge. Fleetwood with the ball for Washington. Hands off to Grant Niehaus. Well, that defense right now by Vincennes really shutting down Washington. Trey Reed tried to drive baseline. He was denied. Now it's out to Tyson Wright at the center circle. Hatchett's just not getting anything on this side, Kyle.
Well, some of it I'm going to contribute to Vincennes playing a game, already having a game in the tournament atmosphere under the belt. Washington looking a little stagnant as Fleetwood gets in trouble. I'm going to get a 30-second timeout.
30-second timeout for Washington with 2:50 to play in the first quarter. It's Vincennes 7, Washington nothing. That's a good timeout call by Billy. Got to settle the team down, Kyle. We're not out of this. You know, Vincennes has turned the ball over a couple times, given the Hatchets all kinds of openings. We're just not getting it through the hoop on the offensive end right now.
Yeah, we've had 3 attempts, and none of those attempts have fallen for the Hatchets, but doing a nice job being patient on offense, but I'd still like to see them attack a little bit more. And like I said, some of that might be a little bit of tentativeness from them coming out here, being the first game of the tournament. Vincennes, as I was mentioning, already having a game under their belt, so got that nervousness out, so to speak, as Washington's got the basketball.
Fleetwood controls now as play resumes with 2:41 to go, first quarter. Grant Niehaus drives, missed, gets his own rebound. The putback too strong, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Owlses. One more chance for Washington. Two shots there, still not able to find that hoop. Coach Thompson having a few words with one of the officials. You know, when you get close to the coaches on this side, you just got to be ready to get an earful.
They're used to it.
Yeah. Niehaus into Tyson Wright. Tyson shoots and scores. There you go, Tyson. Needed that.
Yes, we did.
Just inside the three-point line. We'll give him two. It's 7-2 in favor of Vincennes. 2:10 to go, first quarter. And a foul called. Bump foul against the Hatchets.
Wow, that was pretty touch.
That was
pretty touchy there.
Tyson Wright whistled for the personal. 13 foul, first on Tyson, out of bounds for Vincennes, baseline. Hey, the inbound pass taken away by Trey Reed. Good defense by the Hatchets. Washington gets it back, 2 minutes left. They trail 7-2 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Fleetwood into Grant Niehaus. Niehaus in the paint, kicks it out to Trey Reed. Trey sets, shoots, and scores. Trey Reed, the freshman, big jumper, about two steps in from the three-point arc. It's 7-4 now. The Vincennes lead is cut to 3. Shot no good. Fortune gets the rebound. Put back, no. He gets his own rebound again, and the third time he puts it through. Jackson Fortune didn't give up. 9-4, the lead back at 5 now for the Alices. Man, that was a tough break, Kyle.
Sure was. We had two chances there to come away with that defensive rebound, just were not able to. Washington's picking them up in a full court press, man to man. Forced a quick shot, a bad shot, but you got to come up with those rebounds after you force that.
Out of bounds for Washington. It goes into Gage Latham. We got a minute 15 left in the first quarter. It's Vincennes 9, the Hatchets 4 from Southridge in the 3A sectional semifinal. Glad you could join us on this Friday night for Hoosier Hysteria. There's a nice drive to the bucket by Grant Niehaus. Nobody stopped him. Grant connects for 2. It's 9-6 now. Now the Hatchet offense coming alive. Final minute ticking off the clock here in the first quarter. Tate Shookman hands off to Hopwood. Now it's over to Sam Corona, to Jackson Fortune. Fortune far side behind the arc. Made his move in the paint, and he traveled with it. Yes, he did.
Yep.
There's another Vincennes turnover. They've had a few here in this opening period.
Be their fourth turnover. And Washington, the last two or three possessions, much more comfortable, Dwayne, on the offensive end. More aggressive, looking to the basket. Just what we're needing.
30 seconds left in this opening quarter. It's 9-6. Washington get in this quarter with a tie here. If they can connect for 3, we'll see what happens.
Should be their ball coming out the quarter, too. So this is a kind of a 2-for-1, if you want to say. If we can get a bucket here, start the quarter with the ball, that would be very huge. As Tyson drives to
Tyson,
the basket.
Yes, Tyson Wright connects off the glass for 2. It's 9-8. 1 second. There's a half quarter at the buzzer. No good by the Alices.
Off the rim. That was close.
That's where the quarter ends. We've played 8 minutes of basketball. Stay close, guys. We got a ball game on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Vincennes 9, Washington 8. Hatchet ball when we return. You're listening to the 3A Southridge Sectional on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here at Southridge. The Hatchets have the ball to begin the second quarter. They trail 9-8 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Tyson Wright brings it up for Washington. Hatchett started off a little slow on the offensive end, but things picked up as that quarter came to an end.
They've settled down on the offensive end, working their offense as a lob into Latham.
Back out to Billy now. Fleetwood behind the arc. They're not giving Billy that three, but they'll give it to Tyson. Top of the key. Oh, man. And a foul on the rebound called against Gage Latham.
Well, we're going to have to adjust to the officiating as they are calling it pretty tight for a tournament game.
Gage whistled for his second personal foul. Has to sit down. Julius Hardiman, the freshman, coming in now for the Hatchets. Full court press applied by the Hatchets. It's inbounded to Isaac Lane. Isaac Lane into the lineup as well as Braden Sager. Sager brings it up. Hands off to Spencer Corona. Spencer Corona now sets the offense at the center circle. Works it over to Tate Shookman. Shookman sets, shoots, scores.
What are we going to get here?
Wow. The basket is good, and then the foul against the Alices on the rebound.
I'm telling you, calling it tight.
Well, he called one against the Hatchets and returned the favor down here against the Alices on the rebound. 11-8. The lead is 3 for Vincennes. Under 7 minutes to go in the first half here at Southridge. Grant Niehaus, baseline jumper. Nope, couldn't get it. Too strong. Rebound to Hunter Hopwood. Hopwood feeds it out to Spencer Corona. Spencer back to Hopwood. Now to Tate Shookman. Watch him. There's another shot. It's too strong. The rebound put back up and no good by Isaac Lane. This time the Hatchets come up with it. I don't like those second chance opportunities for Vincennes.
Now we're going to have to take care of that for sure.
Still 11-8. Washington trailing by 3. Trey Reed has it in the far corner. Trey feeds it over to Niehaus, top of the key. Now to Billy Fleetwood behind the arc. Fleetwood works it to Trey Reed. Tyson Wright has it. Tyson to Grant Niehaus. Niehaus over to Trey. Trey, shot up, too strong. A rebound, a reach-in foul called against Julius Hardiman. Hardiman's first, team's fifth. Out of bounds for the Alices. Sam Corona. And Caden Cotter. Caden Cotter and Sam Corona now into the lineup for the Alices. Vincennes has it with a 3-point lead, 11-8. Tate Shookman. Charging foul against Shookman.
Great job by Fleetwood. Be Vincent's fifth turnover. Going to be Shookman's first foul. Great job by Billy stepping in there and taking that drive away as he was on the help side position.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Billy had position there. There was no denying that one. Billy took it right in the face, actually. Had the ball right in the face. A little slow getting up, but he's okay. Washington with the ball, still trailing 11-8. We're at the 5-minute mark in this first half. Fleetwood over to Grant Niehaus. Niehaus to Tyson Wright. Tyson out to Billy. He's open for three. Get in there. Doggone it. No good. There's an offensive rebound for Julius Hardiman. Fleetwood thought about the three. Now drives to the bucket. Can't get the runner. Doggone it. Two chances. Did I say doggone it twice there?
You did. Fleetwood usually knocks down that open look just off the mark.
Man, we needed that. There's a foul against the Hatchets before the shot. That was Isaac Lane who made the drive. It's going to be out of bounds for the Alices. Billy Fleetwood whistled for his second. The quick inbound pass goes to Sam Corona, and he connects for two. It's now 13-8. Vincent's lead up to five.
Washington yet to find the basket here in the second quarter.
And they've had their chances. Washington has had a couple chances to get back in this one. Kyle just can't put it through now. Come on. It's a foul against the Alices. That's the... Seger whistled for that one, his first. It's going to be out of bounds for Washington. We'll see Evan Francis check in now for Billy Fleetwood. 4 minutes left, 13-8 in favor of
nice move.
Vincennes. Grant Niehaus drives to the bucket, and he gets the first field goal of the second quarter for Washington. Makes it 13-10. Quick shot on the other end by Vincennes. No good. The rebound controlled by Trey Reed. Hatchets have it back. They could tie here. Niehaus. Off to Evan Francis. Francis back to Niehaus. Niehaus needs help. Kicks it out to Tyson Wright. Tyson. Charging foul against Tyson Wright.
Going to be his second. Going to be a big point here for Coach Miller. Is he going to stick with his point guard, junior point guard with 3:21 left? He's going to at the moment, as that was a big call as Tyson made the basket but gets called for the offensive foul.
Seventh team foul against Washington, too, so Vincennes will be in the bonus for the rest of this first half. 3 minutes left to go. 13-10 in favor of the Alices. A quick shot by Corona. No good. Gets his own rebound. The putback is no good. But Sam Corona draws the foul and earns two free ones.
Tell you, offensive rebounds are just killing the Hatchets at this point.
Absolutely killing.
Got to take care of that defensive board.
Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI, TV10, and Terre Haute. And the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home coming soon to Washington. At the line for two is Sam Corona. First one is up and in. Oh, he hit them both, excuse me. I missed the first one, I guess.
Nope, they're both good.
15-10. 3 minutes left, first half. Vincennes leads by five. Hatchets have the ball. Evan Francis in the near corner, drives baseline, and it's thrown away. Turnover for the Hatchets into the hands of Vincennes. Hopwood now to Fortune. Off to Sam Corona, now Spencer Corona has it. Spencer lobs in to Hopwood. Hopwood shakes all defenders and lays it in for two. Hunter Hopwood with a good fake there. Makes it 17-10. Vincennes building their biggest lead now back at seven. 2:10 left to go, first half. Grant Niehaus up and in for two. Grant Niehaus with 6 points, 17-12. Under 2 minutes to go, first half.
Come on, Hatchets, let's get a couple stops here.
We can do it. There's one. Corona thought he had a player cutting to the hoop, but he did not. And it's out of bounds for the Hatchets. Let's make this count here. Hatchets have not hit a three-pointer yet, Kyle, in this first half. Tyson Wright, top of the key. Off to Evan Francis, now to Trey Reed. Tyson sets for three. Nope, short. Rebound into the hands of Julius Hardiman, and Hardiman puts it in for two. Big offensive rebound and put back for the freshman, Julius. 17-14. There's a shot. Sam Corona gets it for two. On the inbound pass, it's almost taken away by the Alices as Spencer Corona stepped in and knocked it out of bounds. Hatchets have to be careful. A minute six left to play, 19-14 in favor of Vincennes. They have a 5-point lead. Washington has the ball. Vincennes has led throughout, but Washington has held their own in this first half. Tyson Wright in the corner to Evan Francis. Evan back to Tyson. Tyson now tries to feed it to Evan, cutting to the hoop. And a jump ball called. The arrow pointing to Vincennes. So that'll be a hatchet turnover. The ball going back to the Alices. Tate Shookman re-enters the lineup for Vincennes.
Tough break there for the hatchet.
39 seconds left to play in this first half. Looks like Vincennes may want the last shot here. They walk it up the floor.
Look for him to hold it for one. Let's see if Washington's defense can create something.
Spencer Corona fouled by Evan Francis. One and bonus coming for Spencer Corona with 20 seconds left.
Vincent's a perfect 4 out of 4 from the line. Spencer not been there yet. Hoping to put that jinx on, Dwayne.
Let's see if it works, Kyle. First free throw is good. Didn't work that time.
Washington looks like they may have the last possession of the half.
20-14 now. The lead is 6. The second free throw is also good.
Your day with chuckles.
Spencer Corona makes it 21-14 with 19 seconds left. Washington should have the last shot here. Let's make it count. Tyson Wright to Trey Reed. Trey over to Grant Niehaus. And a foul called against Fortune.
Just going to be their 16 fouls. It'll be Washington's basketball with 3.6 to go. Basketball's going to be out on the side in front of the Lincoln bench.
3.6 seconds left to get it in and get a shot. Grant Niehaus quickly gets it in to Tyson Wright. There's a shot at the buzzer. No good. That wasn't the shot we'd hoped for. That's where things stand after one half of play. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard after one half in the 3A sectional semifinal at Southridge, it's the Vincennes Lincoln Alices 21, the Washington Hatchets 14. Halftime show coming up, brought to you by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent, after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. As you plan and prepare your farming operation this year, we know that the maintenance of your farm equipment has to be at the top of your list. That's why we recommend the use of the full line of Sitco lubricants for the ag industry. Sitgo Sitguard Motor Oils, Premium Gear Oils, and TransGuard Tractor Hydraulic Fluid and Lithoplex Greases are all engineered to meet the challenges your farming presents. Let us show you how.
Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Southridge. It's halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Washington Hatchets trail the Vincennes Leak Analysis 21-14. Halftime show is brought to you by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. Individual scoring at the half. First for the Hatchets, Grant Niehaus leads the way with 6 points. Tyson Wright chipped in 4. Trey Reed had 2. And Julius Hardiman had 2. It's kind of been the story for this Hatchet team throughout the year, Kyle. Low-scoring games, 14 points and 16 minutes of basketball. Just couldn't find that bucket for a lot of that first half, unfortunately.
Well, the best part is Lincoln only has 21, so we are in the ballgame as far as that goes. But, yeah, low-scoring affair. We mentioned, though, that's where we've got to have it to have a chance, really, to come away with a victory is to keep that score down in the 40s. So right on pace, not a problem. Looking at the team stats, Lincoln was 6 out of 12 from 2 for 50%, 1 out of 2 from 3-point range for 50%, 5 offensive rebounds, 7 defense rebounds. They were 6 out of 6 from the foul line for 100% with 6 first-half turnovers. Washington, 7 out of 13 from 2 for 54%. Big story, 0 out of 6 from 3. Not found that range yet from the arc, 0%. They had 4 offensive rebounds, just 2 defensive rebounds. Not had a free throw attempt yet in that first half, and just 4 turnovers. So keys to success, we mentioned in the first half, guard the 3-point line. Washington done a nice job. Just 1 out of 2, Vincennes Lincoln is on the 3. The second thing I mentioned was keeping them to one possession. 5 offensive rebounds. Washington with only 2 defensive rebounds in the first half. That's telling you Vincennes is missing the shots. Washington is playing very good defense. They are just not finishing the job and getting that defensive rebound. And those offensive rebounds have led to points for Lincoln. And that's the difference in this ballgame in the first half. Washington down 7, 21-14.
Individual scoring for Vincennes, Tate Shookman had 7. Sam Corona finished with 6. Hunter Hopwood had 4. 2 points for Jackson Fortune and 2 points for Spencer Corona. So 7 for Shookman, 6 for Sam Corona, the leading scorers for Vincennes at the half. Washington trail just 9-8 at the end of the first quarter. They trail 21-14 at the half with lots of basketball left. Your halftime show again brought to you by John Gear Shelter Insurance. We need a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with more. Set the scene for the second half after this here from Southridge on WAMW.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
For details, see me, John Gear in Washington.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the 4th year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for Built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, this is Clara at Myers LP Gas, a family-owned and operated business serving Davis, Knox, Pike, and Greene counties. Ask our hundreds of satisfied customers how important fixed pricing, budget billing, and 24-hour service is. At Myers LP Gas, we put you, our customer, first. Myers LP Gas, located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington. Call 254-6809. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Game coverage tonight from the 3A Southridge Sectional brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington, by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, and by the Kingpin Bowling Center and the Kingpin Restaurant on State Street, Washington. Halftime adjustment presented by Washington Chrysler Center Service Team with over 40 years experience. If the check engine light is on, let Washington Chrysler Center Service Team get to work for you. They can change the oil, they can diagnose the problem, and they can get you back on the road in no time. 254-3217 for the service department at Washington Chrysler Center. What kind of adjustments we making, Kyle?
Keep doing what we were doing as far as guarding the three line, but we got to shore up that defensive board. Got to limit them to just one shot, as they had 5 offensive rebounds, and I know 4 of those led to buckets. That's 8 points. The difference in this ballgame right now at the moment is 7. That's the difference in the first half. Washington doing a nice job taking care of the basketball, doing a nice job on the defensive end. They've just got to take care of that rebounding, and I think they're going to be okay. But Washington's got to like where they're at right now. Did play great by any means in the first half, but they're not out of it. They hung tough. And we'll see what this second half has in store.
Second half coming up in 90 seconds from Southridge here on WAMW.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
The Washington Hatchets begin with the ball to start this second half here at Southridge. Hatchets trail on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 21-14 to the Vincennes Lincoln Alices. Dwayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius ready for second half action. Lots of basketball left here tonight. The winner moves on to the championship at Southridge, where they'll face the host Southridge Raiders tomorrow night. Gage Latham with an opening shot in the paint. Good for two.
Nice. Offense there out of the halftime break there as Latham scores his first bucket.
21-16, the lead is 5. Vincennes now with their first look in the second half. Spencer Corona takes it all the way in for 2. That was a little bit too easy, doggone it. I mean, it wasn't an easy shot, but he made it look a little easier than it was.
Went right to the basket. Not much defense there by the Hatchets.
23-16 now. The lead back at 7. Hatchett's with the ball. Minute gone in this third quarter. Grant Niehaus tries for 3. There's the first 3 ball of the night for the Hatchett's. Man, that's what the doctor ordered.
I tell you, Niehaus has had a nice job on the offensive end tonight so far. Really carrying these Hatchett's on the offensive end.
23-19. 4-point Vincent's lead. 6:45 left, third quarter. Sam Corona, jumper, no good. Rebound to the Hatchett's. Tyson Wright comes up with it. And Tyson Wright is fouled by Hunter Hopwood.
Nice to see Washington come out with that defensive board, as Vincent's could have been called for over the back, as they are going hard to that offensive boards. Washington able to come up with it.
Hopwood just kind of in a bad position there as he bumped into Tyson, bringing it up the floor. But it was enough for a foul. And there's a steal by Vincennes. Hatchett's tried to force it underneath the gauge. Latham wasn't there. So now the Alices get it back. And a 3 by Spencer Corona is in and out. Rebound to Trey Reed. Good defensive board there by Reed. Trey, top of the key, over to Grant Niehaus. Still 23-19. 6 minutes left, third quarter. Tyson to Billy Fleetwood. Billy to Grant. Niehaus out to Tyson. Now it's over to Trey Reed. Reed far side. And a foul called away from the ball against the Hatchett's. Boy, they've called a lot of those tonight. Wow.
Going to be Tyson's third. Not sure what he did, as I did not see it. It was away from the ball. But going to get him for an offensive
that
foul.
Is at least the third or fourth foul away from the ball tonight by this crew.
They're on their game tonight, Dwayne.
They are. Spencer Corona drives. No good, but he's fouled. Spencer Corona's going to shoot 2 free throws. That's also Billy's third personal.
Tell you, Washington's guards getting in a little bit of a foul trouble here. Both guards with 3 fouls apiece, Wright and now Fleetwood, as Spencer Corona goes to the line. His first free throw is up and good.
Corona is 2 for 2 at the line.
We may have to keep these guys off the line. They've not missed yet, Dwayne. 7 out of 7.
3 for 3 now. He's got one more. Spencer Corona's next free toss is up. And it's no good. That's a good jinx.
That's what I was trying for.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872, and Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Hatchett's. 24-19, the lead is 5 for Vincennes. Hatchett's have the ball. Billy Fleetwood's pass intended for Gage Latham out of his reach.
Come on, Hatchett's.
And the ball going back to Vincennes.
Let's get another stop here.
5:10 left in this third quarter. Spencer Corona walks it up for the Alices. Hands off to Hopwood. Now Tate Shookman for 3, and he gets it.
Got to be there when he catches it.
Tate Shookman has a fine shot. A basket and 1 on this end for the Hatchett's.
Nice drive by Trey Reed as he caught it at the top of the key. 1 dribble right to the basket. Gets the harm and the basket.
Trey Reed shooting and 1 here. It's 27-19. Isaac Lane coming in now to replace Jackson Fortune for the Alices. 4:47 to go, third quarter. Here comes the free throw from Trey Reed. It is no good. 27-21. 6-point lead for the Alices. They have the ball. 4:40 left in the third quarter here at Southridge. Sam Corona. Off to Hopwood. Now Spencer Corona lays it in for 2 more. Spencer's taking the team on his shoulders here in this second half.
And he is an all-drive guy. Got to play the drive anytime he catches it.
Reach in foul called against Vincennes.
make him hit it from the outside. Play that drive as the last two times he's been able to get to the basket.
Out of bounds baseline for Washington. Grant Niehaus gets it in to Trey Reed. Trey over to Gage. Gage Latham shot, no good. The ball out of bounds to Vincennes. Good to see the beekeeper here tonight, our good friend and faithful listener, Jerry Apple and his wife Alice. They're the beekeepers here in the Jasper area. Vincennes leads by 8 with the ball. We're under 4 minutes left, third quarter. Top of the key, Tate Shookman off to Spencer Corona. Now Sam Corona for 3, and he'll get it.
Washington in danger zone right now as Vincennes went to a 5-out that time and just looking to drive and kick.
There's a nice feed into Gage Latham for 2. Tyson Wright made that happen. Good job, Tyson.
Great pass by him.
32-23. 3:21 left, third quarter. Alice says, you're right, they're playing out right now.
They're just looking at a 5-out, looking to drive, kick, which is their forte as far as catching the basketball and shooting that 3. That's all they're looking to do is either get to the basket or kick it out for a wide-open 3. Washington's going to have to stay down in their stance and defend the basketball.
Hopwood kicks it out to Lane. Isaac Lane drives, no, gets his own rebound. Another second chance here for Vincennes. Man, that kills. That kills.
That's just effort is all that is.
Spencer Corona straight to the hoop for 2. He's quick. He is quick. 34-23 in favor of Vincennes. 2:18 to go, third quarter. Evan Francis, far side, out to Tyson Wright. Now Grant Niehaus has it. Niehaus to Tyson. Tyson tied up, jump ball, arrow points to Vincennes. Braden Seger coming back in now for Tate Shookman of the Alices. It's 34-23. We have exactly 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Washington trailing by 11. The Alices with the ball. Sam Corona. Off to Spencer Corona. Spencer. Charging foul called against Corona. The ball going to the Hatchets. Spencer got a little excited. He's really feeling it in this third quarter. He's got 5 points.
Well, he should. He's been getting to the basket anytime he wants. That time, Washington defender stepped over on the help side and took the charge.
Underneath, Gage Latham powers one up but can't get it. Rebound into the hands of the Allisons. Sager. To Hopwood, now to Corona. And a bump foul called on Kiowa Jones, trying to defend Spencer Corona. Coming into the lineup is Caden Cotter now for the Alices. Caden Cotter replaces Hunter Hopwood. The inbound pass goes to Spencer Corona with 1:11 left. It's 34-23 in favor of the Alices. Spencer Corona denied. Good stop there by the Hatchet defense.
Trey Reed getting that deflection.
Grant Niehaus lays it up and in for 2. Niehaus, 2 more. He's got 11 in the game. 34-25. 30 seconds left, third quarter. Vincent wants the last shot. Spencer Corona drives to the hoop, too strong.
Gonna get a foul on Lincoln on the rebound. Break for the Hatchets as they were right there for that offensive rebound.
Now it's going against Washington.
Well, they changed it now. He pointed Washington's direction, but yeah, they're going to get the foul on Washington.
The Alices just had better position once again, Kyle. And an offensive rebound for Vincennes. They get it back with 10 seconds left. 34-25. Two shots coming for the Alices.
Washington just not able to play that drive.
Braden Sager is going to shoot two. He'll shoot two. First one is good. Second free throw coming for Braden Sager. Makes it 35-25. 10-point lead. 11-point lead. Both free throws count. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left here at Southridge on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. After three, it's Vincennes 36, the Washington Hatchets 25. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Headlines Beauty Salon wants you to always look your best. With hairstyles and colors constantly changing, Headlines Beauty Salon keeps up to date on the latest hairstyles. Give Kim, Danielle, or Susan a call today for a new look for the new year. 812-254-1810. Headlines Beauty Salon has a new look for the new year waiting for you. Customer satisfaction is their goal. They have hair products and gift certificates available, and these make a great gift anytime. Headlines Beauty Salon, Northeast 4th Street in Washington.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We've got 8 minutes left, Kyle Cornelius, to turn things around here. The Vincennes Alice is leading on the A&R Home Center scoreboard 36-25. Washington has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter.
Going to have to come up with something pretty quick here. When you're down 11 and only scored 25 in three quarters, as a turnover to start the quarter is not good.
That was an unforced error by the Hatchets. Miscommunication gives it back to Vincennes.
I just look at the odds, and we're going to have to do a lot of scoring here to get back in this ballgame or come up with a win.
The winner here moves on to face Southridge in the championship tomorrow night. There's a nice runner, good for two, by Sam Corona. 38-25. In favor of Vincennes. Lob pass denied by the Alices, taken away by Hopwood. So two turnovers, two possessions for Washington in this fourth quarter. Not what the doctor ordered here. They trail 38-25.
Going to be very tough sledding here on out.
Look for Vincennes to try to run some time. Sam Corona should get the count, shouldn't he?
Yeah, there you go, Dwayne. Good job. You counted to five, didn't you? That's their ninth turnover. As Sam Corona, 5 second count.
Coach Josh Thompson pleads his case. It was 5 seconds early, but it was a late whistle. I'll give him that. The whistle was blown when they let loose of the ball. Anyway, the ball back to Washington. 6.5 minutes left, 38-25. Shot up by Tyson Wright is good, and he draws the foul.
Washington desperately needed that.
Was it only two, Kyle?
Yeah, it was right inside the three-point line.
Almost a three ball. But it's good for two and one.
I look for Washington after Wright knocks down this free throw to pick him up full court. 6:34 left.
Tyson Wright short on the free throw. 40-25 in favor of Vincennes. The Alice's with the ball and the lead. Actually, it's 38-27.
I thought there was something a little fishy up there.
They had this trouble when we were here for the game during the regular season. 6 minutes left, 38-27. Vincennes, Hopwood for three, and he gets it. Boy, everything's going Vincennes' way right now. 41-27 in favor of the Alice's. 5:43 left to go. Hatchets need to mount an attack here. Billy Fleetwood's open for three, and he gets it. And a timeout called by Coach Miller and the Hatchets. 5:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's 41-30 in favor of Vincennes. Back with more from Southridge in 30 seconds on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back here to Southridge. Fourth quarter of action, 5:20 left to go. Vincennes leads Washington 41-30. The Alice's have the ball as play resumes. Full court pressure now by Washington. Alice is able to break it. They get it across the timeline. Spencer Corona. Vincennes looking to run some clock here. They spread the floor. 5 minutes left. Tate Shookman has it. Over to Sam Corona. Sam Corona to Spencer. Once again, the Alice is just running some time. Keeping the ball out of the hands of the Hatchets. Washington almost comes up with the steal. Four and a half minutes left. Vincennes ran about a minute here. And there's a touch foul against Tyson Wright. Tonight's game brought to you by the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Hazen Dant Law Office, Tim Dant, proud to support the Hatchets. Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And Headlines Beauty Salon, Kim, Danielle, and Susan, proud to back the Hatchets. There's another three, this time from Isaac Lane for the Alice's. One, two, three, four. They've connected on 5 3-pointers tonight. Tyson Wright tries for three on this end, can't get it. Alice is with the rebound. 44-30. Final 3:45, ticking off the clock here in the fourth quarter. And a reach-in foul called on Kiowa Jones. Should put Vincennes to the line for one and bonus. Tate Schickman will shoot the one and bonus for the Alices. Again, the winner meets Southridge back here tomorrow night for the 3A sectional championship. Southridge will also be hosting the regionals this year. The semi-state will be at the Hatchet House in Washington for the first time. So exciting news for the Washington community. Second free throw is good. Both of them count for Tate Schuchman, and a timeout called by Vincennes. 3:43 left to go on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Vincennes 46, Washington 30. We'll be back in 1 minute from Southridge on WAMW.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, drums, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here at Southridge, 46-30 our score in favor of Vincennes in the 3A sectional semifinal. There's 3:43 left to play. Washington has the ball as play resumes. Vincennes led 9-8 at the end of the first quarter, 21-14 at the half. 36-25 after three. Right now they're up 46-30. Tyson Wright kicks it out to Evan Francis, and Evan Francis good for three. 46-33. Spencer Corona dribbles out of trouble. Now Tate Schuchman hands it to Sam Corona. And the Alices look to hold the ball and wait for the foul. 3 minutes left. .245 left. 46-33. Vincennes has the lead and the ball. Running a lot of precious time off the clock here. There's a foul called on Billy Fleetwood. It's going to send the Alices to the line. Spencer Corona will be shooting. Grant Niehaus back in for Washington. First free throw is up and in. Spencer Corona at the line. He's shooting one more. Second free throw also in. Corona held to 2 points in the first half. 7 in the second half. He's got 9 overall. There's a long three from Billy Fleetwood. In and out. No good. Rebound. Back to Vincennes. 2 minutes left. It's 48-33 if you're just joining us. Under 2 minutes to play. The Alices have the lead and spreading the floor. Postgame report coming up, brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau agent, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. The Hatchets get the steal. Push it up quickly. There's a three by Billy Fleetwood. No good. Weak side board into the hands of the Alices. I want to thank Vincent University, one of our proud sponsors of tonight's sectional action, and Jones & Sons Concrete, with locations all around the area. Postgame highlights coming up. We'll talk to the coach, hand out our postgame awards. That's all coming up on the postgame report. Minute 13 left, another Hatchet foul. One and bonus coming now for Vincennes. Tate Shookman will shoot the free throws this time. They've only missed one free throw, as Kyle mentioned earlier. Very good free throw shooting team. Shookman hits the first one.
And before the ball game, Dwayne, I look for whoever won this ball game to have the advantage tomorrow night as they will face Southridge. And I do believe Lincoln is the better of the two teams on paper, but that's why they play the game. We'll see how it shakes out tomorrow night, as Washington's going to come up short here tonight against the Vincennes Lincoln Alices.
Both free throws count for Shookman. It's 50-33. We're approaching the final minute. Vincennes in control. They are going to advance to the championship. Billy Fleetwood connects for three. Makes it 50-36. And on the inbound pass, a push foul called against the Hatchets. Fleetwood fouls out. Gage Latham coming back in now for Washington.
Billy Fleetwood, our senior, going to foul out tonight. 6 points. Want to congratulate him on a fine season and career as a Washington Hatchet. First free throw is up and no good.
Braden Seger shooting them. He has one more. Second free throw counts for Seger. One for two. Makes it 51-36. 56 seconds left. Tyson Wright with a runner. Gets it for two. And we got a timeout by Vincennes. 31 seconds left, 51-38 in favor of the Alices. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WAMW.
If you're unable to work or suffer from a disability that makes it difficult to perform your job, call the local attorney that has helped hundreds win their disability cases and receive their benefits from the government. Tim Dant, the veteran attorney with the legal expertise and experience in Social Security disability cases. Tim Dant is an attorney, not a certified representative that moves you through a disability claims hearing. When your future income is at stake, choose a proven winner. Tim Dant, attorney at law at the law office of Hayes and Dant in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
31 seconds left. Vincennes is going to move on to the championship here at Southridge tonight. They lead 51-38.
Got a report as Ligoti sectional. Ravey, Vincennes, Ravey, and Ligoti is now beginning their second overtime.
Wow.
All tied up, 36-36. As both teams kind of empty out the bench here the last 25 seconds.
Vincent's looking to hold and run the final seconds. No challenge by the Hatchets. So the Alices move on to face the Southridge Raiders in the sectional championship tomorrow night back here at Southridge. The Washington Hatchets in the basketball season with a final record of 9 wins and 14 losses. When we come back, our post-game report, a visit with Coach Miller, will wrap it up for the 2017-2018 season after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
At Vincennes University, we take you further, faster. We're more than you expect with a campus that spans over 200 acres and quality education that offers more than 200 academic programs. At VU, you'll find a focused, quality education, smaller class sizes, and personalized instruction. Our state-of-the-art facilities, residential life, affordable tuition, and undeniable spirit will give you the total college experience. Find out how VU will take you further, faster. Visit us March 16th and 17th for pre-VU days, a campus-wide open house. Visit vinu.edu for details.
Jones & Sons would like to wish all area teams in the IHSAA Class 3A Basketball Sectional good luck. Jones & Sons has been your hometown concrete provider for over 45 years. We pride ourselves with the quality of concrete we bring to a job and with the customer service you'll find in our offices. Need work done? Give us a call. From concrete to masonry products, mulch, decorative rock, landscaping stone, steps, and much more. See it all online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of our retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back here to Southridge High School, where the Washington Hatchets fall in the sectional semifinals to the Vincennes Alices. Final score on the Ann Arbor Home Center scoreboard. Washington loses 51-38. The postgame show brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. Individual scoring first for the Hatchets. Grant Niehaus led the way with 11 points tonight. Tyson Wright chipped in 8. Billy Fleetwood had 6. 4 points for Gage Latham. 4 points for Trey Reed. 3 points for Evan Francis. And 2 for Julius Hardiman. 11 for Grant Niehaus, 8 for Tyson Wright, 6 for Billy Fleetwood, 4 for Trey Reed, 4 for Gage Latham, 3 for Evan Francis, and 2 for Julius Hardiman. For Vincennes, they were led by Tate Shookman. He finished with 14 points. The Corona brothers, Sam and Spencer, had 11 points apiece. 7 points for Hunter Hopwood, 3 points for Braden Sager, 2 points for Jackson Fortune, and 4 points for Isaac Lane. Three players posting double digits. Tate Shookman, 14. Sam Corona and Spencer Corona had 11 each. Washington Trail just 9-8 at the end of the first quarter, 21-14 at the half, 36-25 after three. In your final, Vincennes wins 51-38. Final team stats, Kyle.
Vincennes finished 10 out of 19 from two-point range for 53%, 5 out of 7 from 3 for 71%, 8 offensive rebounds, 14 defensive rebounds, 16 out of 18 from the line. They really, in that fourth quarter, put the game away at the foul line, 89%. They finished the game with 10 turnovers. Washington was 13 out of 21 from 2 for 62%. Just 4 out of 13 from 3 for 31%. 4 offensive rebounds, 5 defensive rebounds. 0 out of 2 for the game from the foul line. And 10 turnovers for the game as Washington comes up short tonight, 51-38.
We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk to the coach right after this here on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Back for a final time here at Southridge tonight, where the Washington Hatchets fall to the Vincennes League Analysis in the semifinals, 51-38. Final score, Vincennes advances to play Southridge here tomorrow night in the sectional championship. Coach Gene Miller joins us on the postgame report. Coach, some stats stand out, didn't go towards your team's way. One of those we were just talking about was the free throws tonight. 16 out of, 17 for Vincennes, and we were 0 for 2 at the free throw line this evening.
Well, when you sum it up, really that's the difference in the ball game. They got to the free throw line, and we did not. They made 16 free throws. We get beat by 13 points. We made none. We were 0 for 2. I mean, if you look at the field goal percentage, they were about the same. Turnovers were about the same. I think we had it 9-8. They were about the same. Rebounds, they got a few more rebounds than we did. But the difference just come down to the free throw line. That was the biggest difference in the ball game. They got there and we did not.
Well, Coach, it's sad night for the seniors. I know it's the last time they'll wear the Hatchet uniform. You had a fine group of seniors this year for your team.
Well, we did. You know, Billy's been on the varsity for the last 3 years and helped us win a lot of ball games over those 3 years. And I know Billy will have a good baseball spring and look forward to watching him play baseball in the spring. But he's meant a lot to our basketball program the last 3 years. Gage has been a starter the past 2 years. And I played undersized, you know, at 6'2", playing against a lot of centers, a lot bigger than him. But I think he held his own and really played good basketball for us. And And he's a bright young man, also plays baseball in the spring, and he's planning on going to Rose Holman. I think he'll have a very good career. And then Evan Francis, didn't play last year, but played the previous years on the freshman team in JV, and I was glad to see him come out, and high character kid that really helped us out a lot during the season, and runs track in the spring. He's a good track runner, and I don't think he's decided where he's going to go to school. I think he was leaning toward Taylor last time I talked to him. So three very good kids, and also our manager, Jeremy Bissy, just a great kid as well. I he's been a pleasure to be around. I really enjoyed him being around this year and helping us. So we got four kids that are, meant a lot to our basketball program, and they'll continue their athletic careers in the spring, and I look forward to watching them play, and I'm sure they'll all be very successful when they leave high school and go to college and whatever their chosen field is. And then the rest of us come back. We just got to work to get better. I mean, we've got to improve offensively. Be able to shoot the basketball better and be able to do some things offensively. And we got to get stronger. I think two things we got to work at. We got to get physically stronger, and we got to do a better job of work on shooting and become a better shooting basketball team. I mean, this Vincennes team, they shoot the basketball extremely well. They're a very good shooting team. They handle the ball well, but they shoot the ball very well. And, they're tough to beat because they shoot it so well.
Both of us, Kyle and I, both said we thought whoever won this game here tonight has a good shot at claiming the Southridge sectional championship. Southridge Raiders waiting in the wings, though. It's going to be a good matchup in that title game tomorrow.
Well, I think Vincennes has got to be the favorite, but you know, come sectional time, you never know what's going to happen, it'll be a pretty physical game. Southridge is a pretty physical basketball team too. I think it'll be pretty physical, and it'll be a tough game. Southridge is played well tonight. And look forward to watching it.
Coach, just congratulations. Good season. I know it may not have been as much as we all wanted it to be, but it's always a joy to watch your teams play, compete. They always give themselves a chance to win just because of how hard you guys work, both as a coaching staff as well as a team. I thought the guys played hard all season, and that's all you can ask for you.
Yeah,
guys.
I thought we played hard. I thought tonight we played hard. We just didn't play well enough. Didn't do some of the things defensively that we had to do, and some of the things offensively we had to do. But that's a very good basketball team. They've beat a lot of really good teams during the season, and they're probably going to win a lot more basketball games during the tournament.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure, as Kyle said, to join you on this ride, and we look forward to some more exciting Hatchet basketball next season.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll wrap it up right after this from Southridge on WAMW.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. As you plan and prepare your farming operation this year, we know that the maintenance of your farm equipment has to be at the top of your list. That's why we recommend the use of the full line of Sitco lubricants for the ag industry. Sitco SitGuard motor oils, premium gear oils, and TransGuard tractor hydraulic fluid and Lithoflex greases are all engineered to meet the challenges your farming presents. Let us show you how.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for Built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
When the snow begins to fall, what is your plan for snow removal? Sure, you could have your buddy pile your lot, but would it be done right? Consider the potential damage untrained plowing might do. Heller's Lawn Pro understands how to maintain and preserve the asphalt surface. Although you never know when a snowstorm may hit, not having someone ready to clear a path for you could be a disaster. Call the experts at Heller's Unlimited today at 610-0055 and let them relieve you of your winter burden.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back for a final time here at Southridge. Washington falls in the semifinals, losing to Vincennes Lincoln 51-38 the final. Only thing left to do is to hand out the postgame awards for a final time this year, Kyle. We'll start with the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, brought to you by Freddie Energy in Washington.
We'll go with our point guard, Tyson Wright, tonight. Very well played ball game by him. High energy.
Bill Dobson Ford, Tough Player of the Game, presented by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
We'll go with our senior guard, Billy Fleetwood's going to be your, is it Tough Player?
Yep.
Tough Player of the Game, Billy Fleetwood.
6 points for Billy tonight on two threes. Bill Dobson Ford, Tough Player of the Game. Overall MVP tonight, presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
Go with our sophomore guard, Grant Niehaus. Did a nice job tonight, kept the Hatchets in it early in the first half and early in the second half as well. Scoring the basketball, Grant Niehaus is going to be your overall player of the game.
Led all scores with 11 points tonight. Congratulations to Grant Niehaus, tonight's overall MVP. Well, we found out Ligoti did go on to beat Vincennes Reveille in double overtime in that Ligoti semifinal.
49-44.
Wow.
Ligoti
and Bar-Eve meet for the championship at Ligoti tomorrow night. That tips off at 7 p.m. Here at Southridge, it'll be Vincennes Lincoln and the Southridge Raiders for the 3A title at 7:30 tomorrow night. Kyle Cornelius, it's been a great ride and a fun season. We look forward to another exciting year next year.
Dwayne, I've enjoyed it. Been a nice season, and we'll see you next year, buddy.
All right.
A good baseball season.
You got it. For Coach Gene Miller, we thank him for his continued support and the Hatchet basketball team for a fine season. My sidekick, Kyle Cornelius, and our studio producer, Andy Morrison. This is Dwayne Chick saying goodnight for a final time. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Washington bowing out, losing to the Vincennes Lincoln Alices, 51-38. Good night from Southridge High School.
This concludes coverage of the Southridge Boys Basketball Sectional on Classic Hits, Memories 107.9, WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. Season-long coverage of Washington Hatchets Basketball provided by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV.
Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons Concrete and Vincennes University. Listen for the next exciting Washington Hatchets sports broadcast from WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com.
Where they didn't want you talking about your salary?